Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve here. Thanks for listening to this podcast. The title of the teaching today is 10 Declarations to Help Heal Our Nation. There's many things a believer can do to help heal and bring life to their nation. Evangelism, prayer, releasing the supernatural, love, finding our specific assignment, etc. There's great things we can do. Besides these, one of the most powerful things we can do is to speak life to the dry bones of our nation. Certainly in Ezekiel 37, Ezekiel just made a declaration, "You shall live." And it started this chain reaction. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." It says in Proverbs 11:11, "By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked it is torn down." Or we could just say, "Hey, by the blessing of the upright, the nation is exalted." When we declare God's truth, it increases the likelihood of that spiritual reality manifesting in our nation. As we begin to possess a Mark 11:23 belief that we can have whatever we say, we will see the mountains of racial disunity, lawlessness, poverty, corruption, secularism, violence, family breakdown, and hatred, those mountains being removed. Now I'm going to share with you 10 powerful declarations to declare. And I'm going to make just a few comments after them. So thank you, Father. Just thank you for using this. And if you're in a position to be able to repeat these declarations after me, please do. Number one is, my prayers are impacting my nation in incredible positive ways. My prayers are impacting my nation in incredible positive ways. You know, it says in Mark 11:24 that when we pray, believe that we receive and we will have them. And I just say, thank you, Lord, that we believe at the time of prayer, not when we see the prayer manifesting. In James 5, it talks about Elijah, that the fervent prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And there's something just about actually just believing our prayers are working. Say, my prayers are working. Number two declaration, my prayers for my national leaders are bringing peace, safety, and radical conversions to our land. Now the passage for that is in 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 4, and that is another chain reaction prayer passage, where it says, pray and give thanks for kings and those in authority. And the result of that is that we'll live peaceably. And then it says, it's God's will that none, that all come to the knowledge of the truth, and none that perish. And that's all wrapped up in there. And so as we pray for our leaders, as we pray for our presidents, as we pray for whatever country you're in, prime ministers, other leaders, as we pray, we start something powerful. So number two is, my prayers for my national leaders are bringing peace, safety, and radical conversions to our land. Number three, God is raising up men and women of courage, righteousness, and supernatural favor to guide us into a great season of blessing as a nation. Now I know I said, hey, repeat these after me. They're actually too long, so I apologize for that. But let me just say it again. God is raising up men and women of courage, righteousness, and supernatural favor to guide us into a great season of blessing as a nation. You can look at there's so many stories in the Bible. One that stands out is the story of Gideon in Judges 6. And it just starts out that he got raised up. He got raised up in a troubled time. He got raised up when he didn't think he had what it took to be raised up. So thank you, Lord, that you're doing that. Number four is, the presence of the righteous in our land protects it from disasters, plagues, and poverty. The presence of the righteous in our land protects it from disasters, plagues, and poverty. Story in Genesis 19, where Lot is there in Sodom, and it's also Abraham's prayer concerning Sodom and Gomorrah. And he starts out, hey, you know, if there's 50 righteous, what will that make an impact? And then he moves on down to, I believe he ends up with 10. And yet, as we look at the story, the destruction couldn't start until Lot left. So on one level, one righteous person withheld the negative from happening. And by the way, it's Genesis 18 where the intercession is happening. So let's move on to the next one. Declaration number 5, there's an increasing amount of people that God is strategically placing in government, media, entertainment, education, and other key parts of society. There is an increasing amount of people that God is strategically placing in government, media, entertainment, education, and other key parts of society. In Daniel chapter 1, talks about this and how the Hebrew children were brought. And it specifically talks about 4, Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. And they were brought strategically by the Lord in a difficult time for the nation of Israel. And their presence was a powerful force for righteousness to happen. Number 6, in a single day, whole cities and regions are being transformed by the love and power of God. Listen to this declaration. In a single day, whole cities and regions are being transformed by the love and power of God. And I'm taking Acts chapter 8 as the basis for that Philip goes to Samaria and boom, breakthrough happened. Number 7, radical conversions are happening all across my nation with people forsaking sin, coming to Jesus, getting water baptized, and becoming powerful leaders in my nation. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 to 20 talks about Paul being in Ephesus and the great breakthrough that happened there. And then in just Acts chapter 9, Paul's own conversion is a testimony to us of the power of God to change a person, to be saved, who becomes a powerful leader. Number 8, this declaration, for such a time as this, I am being raised up to save my nation. Wow. For such a time as this, I'm being raised up to save my nation. Esther 4:14, Esther said this, and that's a great story. If you haven't read the book of Esther, read it. She saved her people. And the testimony of Jesus in Revelation 19:10 is the spirit of prophecy. Every testimony we hear is a prophecy into our own lives. So we take Esther's testimony of breakthrough as our own. Number 9, I am part of a massive amount of people in my nation that God is baptizing with a fresh spirit baptism to shake our nation. I'm part of a massive amount of people in my nation that God is baptizing with a fresh spirit baptism to shake our nation. So powerful. And just believing that, knowing that. We're not going to see that on the news. We're not going to see that in, you know, just by normal conversations. But it's happening. And number 10, my hope level determines my influence level. And my hope is growing for what God is doing and will do in my nation. My hope level determines my influence level, and my hope is growing for what God is doing in my nation. And back to Ezekiel 37, we can't prophesy unless we have hope. So these are 10 great declarations to make with biblical support in them. And some of you have it in front of you as you're listening to this. Others of you, this is the first you've heard of them. Just go to our website, and I trust you'll be able to find the 10 declarations to help heal our nation. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this. God bless you. And I declare over you that your impact through your prayer and declarations is going to another 10 times greater level of influence. God bless you.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.